Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Juneteenth, Thursday, June 19th, 2025. Reading from the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture, quote, even though the Emancipation Proclamation was made effective in 1863, it could not be implemented in places still under Confederate control. As a result, in the westernmost Confederate state of Texas, enslaved people would not be free until much later. Freedom finally came on June 19, 1865, when some 2,000 Union troops arrived in Galveston Bay, Texas. The Army announced that the more than 250,000 enslaved black people in the state were free by executive decree. This day came to be known as Juneteenth by the newly freed people in Texas. End quote. According to that website, Juneteenth was observed only in Texas for many years, but in the latter part of the 20th century started to spread to other states. And in Ellsworth, this will be the fifth annual Juneteenth commemoration. The theme this year is caring for ourselves and each other, quote, in order to provide respite from shared challenges and celebrate the resilience and vibrancy of Black and Indigenous communities in Maine, united in solidarity to create a space of belonging, purpose, and importantly, joy and ease, end quote. There will be Black and Indigenous music, culture, food, and activities for all ages. And that's all happening today at Knowlton Park in Ellsworth from 4 to 7 p.m. The event is free and all are welcome, and you can get more information at JuneteenthDownEast.org. Up next, one final excerpt from the speakers at the No Kings Day rally last Saturday in Bangor.
My name is Erin Oberson. I'm a registered nurse here in Bangor and a proud member of the Maine State Nurses Association. You all out there, workers, students, parents, neighbors, you know what organizing means. That's why this administration fears us. That's why the billionaires who bankroll it fear us. Because we're not begging anymore. We're building power. Most recently, we've seen ICE hiding behind masks and fake warrants because their only real weapon is fear. But we've squared off with fear before, and we do not flinch. We face it with truth, with courage, with each other. If need be, we do it scared, together. Because the truth is, the American people don't want billionaires running this country like their personal monopoly board. We don't want a king, and we are not serfs. We don't need a gold-plated parade for a loser in chief who thinks compassion is weakness and greed is a virtue. What we need, what we demand, is what we have always deserved. Healthcare, childcare, Social Security, affordable housing, access to higher education, immigrants treated with dignity, due process, clean air, safe water, safety and peace for all. A government that works for us, not Wall Street. We need the rich to pay their fair share. No more loopholes, no more bailouts, no more corporate tax breaks. Let's call them what they actually are, the real welfare queens.
That was Erin Oberson speaking at the No Kings Day rally in Bangor last Saturday. And that was just an excerpt from her talk. It was edited for length. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. And if you go to Juneteenth this afternoon, stop by the WERU table and say hi. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.